It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kick 'em down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienus, registered dietitian. I want to thank all of you for tuning in this morning. Good morning to all of you out there in the listening audience. And good morning to my two biggest fans back home, Riley and Marissa. And in a moment, I'm going to say good morning to my co-host and let you know who's in the studio with me today. But you regular listeners have probably already guessed that there is somebody not in the studio with us today, and that is Dar Kvist. So for the regular listeners who are used to Dar's familiar and friendly voice greeting them every Saturday morning, I'm very happy to let you know she has the day off from radio today. And I do hope she uses her free time to unwind a bit and do something for herself. Anybody that knows Dar to any extent knows that she is one of the most giving people out there, always giving of her time and of her talents, and truly is the passion behind this radio show. So today is a well-earned break, and Dar, if you're listening, enjoy. We hope you have a beautiful and restful day. But even though I don't have Dar with me today, I do have a very knowledgeable coworker at my side, and she's well-versed in the topic we're going to be discussing today, which is how to boost your metabolism with food and exercise. With me is Kara Carper. Kara is a nutrition counselor at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. She sees clients at both our St. Paul and our Wayzata offices. She also teaches a lot of nutrition classes to both business groups and community organizations. And if I'm remembering right, you're teaching one of the upcoming Weight and Wellness series of classes, right?
That's right. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
I am going to be teaching the Weight and Wellness Lunch Series on Fridays at the Wayzata office. It starts May 1st. And the Lunch Series is just a condensed version of the regular six-week series. It's 1 hour, and it goes for 12 weeks.
And is that noon to 1, or you guys meet 11?
It's 11:30
to 12:30. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm very excited to be on the show today, and particularly because working out is a passion of mine, whether it's strength or cardio. I really enjoy working out in my free time, and I have for as long as I can remember.
Wonderful, because I'm going to be picking your brain when we get to talking about the types and duration of exercise that work best for that metabolism. I'm well-versed in the food portion of boosting metabolism, but I'll be calling on you for some great exercise ideas.
Sounds good.
But let's start out with that food piece. One of the biggest positive changes you can make in regards to turning up your calorie-burning power is to eat balanced meals and snacks.
And people who have been listening to us for a long time have heard us talk about eating in balance many, many times. But just as a reminder, and to all of you new listeners out there, eating in balance means that you need to include a real carbohydrate, animal protein, and healthy fat at every meal, and even at every snack as well.
Exactly. And I like to tell my clients, forget about those five food groups for now. I want you to focus on the number three, meaning you want to get those three things, the carb, the animal protein, and the fat at every meal and snack. So let's give the listeners sort of a visual of what a lunch might look like with those three components. And I don't know, maybe you want to share something you packed for lunch this last week.
Sure. Yeah, I typically, you know, if I have time the night before, I will put together a big salad consisting of, you know, 2 to 3 cups of the greens, maybe a cup of other vegetables. Like I usually use a whole tomato, half of a green pepper. I might even throw in then a chicken breast, maybe an egg, maybe even an ounce of cheese, half of an avocado, and some dressing.
Wonderful. So all those greens, those vegetables are healthy carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken, the egg, and the cheese.
All be protein.
You got all protein right there, and then the avocado and some dressing.
Would be the fat.
Two healthy fats.
Yeah.
That's
so it's very
good.
Filling. You know, it lasts me 3 to 4 hours probably.
Yep. And when you're grabbing a snack mid-morning or mid-afternoon, be sure to incorporate the carb, the protein, and the fat at those times, too. Something that I often take to work for a snack, one, because it's easy and it tastes good too, is a piece of string cheese, a small apple, and a handful of almonds.
That is a great idea, and it's so portable and easy. That's actually one of my favorite snacks as well, or I might do a hard-boiled egg instead of that string cheese.
Yep.
And the balance that you're getting in those snacks, or in the lunch example that I mentioned, that's going to create balanced blood sugar in your body. So it's the balanced blood sugar that's really key to revving up your metabolism.
Exactly, because if you think about the opposite of a balanced blood sugar, it would be riding that blood sugar roller coaster, right?
Yep.
It's the ups, the downs, the ups, the downs all day long. And when you're on the blood sugar roller coaster, every time you hit a high, as every roller coaster does, your body then produces a lot of insulin. Insulin is a hormone. And another term for this hormone, insulin, is your fat storing hormone.
So, Cassie, picture yourself, you're sweating on the treadmill. Maybe you're in an aerobics class or spinning class. So if you do a regular exercise routine in an effort to maintain or even lose weight, but you have your fat-storing hormone, insulin, constantly being released because you're not choosing balanced meals, all that work that you're doing and the sweat that you're producing is not going to be giving you the results that you want. So no matter how much you exercise, you're not going to be able to lose weight if the fat-storing hormone, insulin, is in your bloodstream.
And another critical piece to achieving that balanced blood sugar all day long is to eat several meals and snacks throughout the day. So, yes, you want to balance protein, carb, fat, but then you want to eat maybe 5 or 6 times throughout the day as well. So maybe 3 small meals and 2 or 3 snacks in between would really be ideal.
And when you look at the 3 components that you want every time you sit down to eat, the healthy carbohydrates, protein, and fat, I could easily make the argument that each of those components is important as the other. But in light of the topic today, which is boosting your metabolism, I think we should spend a little extra time talking about the protein piece. That's really what's so essential in building healthy metabolism.
I agree. And there's probably a lot of listeners out there that heard the program a month or two back. I think it was when we had Robert Crayon on. Robert Crayon is a well-known nutritionist. He really loves to do the research that makes the connections between real foods and overall health. And he said if you really want to jumpstart your metabolism from the very start of the day, the average adult needs to eat about 30 grams of animal protein at breakfast.
That is a lot of protein.
Yeah, that's more. I mean, I thought I was doing good with 2 eggs, but that's more than 2 eggs.
I know. When I first heard Robert Crayon make that statement on our show, I was a little bit surprised because most people think that we, meaning Nutritional Weight and Wellness, were already advocating more protein than,
other nutritionists.
Mm-hmm. Because what we usually recommend is 2 eggs or maybe 3 ounces of breakfast sausage at breakfast. But when you look at how much protein that's giving you, so for example, 2 eggs gives you roughly 15 grams. Now, Robert Crayon, through his research, is saying double that.
Right, and I'm sure there are listeners out there thinking, exactly how do I do this? How do I get up to that 30 grams at breakfast rule? I mean, if 2 eggs are only half of your protein needs, I know I love eggs, but you know, for me, 4 eggs, that's just a little much. You can do 4 eggs if you want. But what I've been doing quite often to try to get more protein in my breakfast is staying with those 2 eggs, but then adding half of a protein shake with that.
So if there are listeners who want to use your example for breakfast, Cassie, I want to make sure they know how to use the Nutritional Weight and Wellness protein shake recipe. It is posted on our website, which is weightandwellness.com. Because the typical protein shake is very heavy on the carbohydrate side, especially, you know, if you go to Jamba Juice or something, it's probably 100 grams of carbohydrates with all the juices and the fruits.
Yeah, I haven't had a client yet, and I've had a lot of clients in my office that are quite healthy in a lot of ways and are doing a protein shake or a protein smoothie, and I always ask them out of my own curiosity, what's in your protein mm-hmm. shake? And it's always, you know, like the low-fat yogurt or the skim milk and then fruit on top of that. It's just a cup of juice
on top of the fruit.
Yes, a lot of them are putting juice on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not knowing that balance piece, they're doing the best that they know. But take a look at our recipe if you're interested in including the protein shake in your breakfast or any time throughout the day, because it tastes delicious, mm-hmm. and it is balanced in terms of the carbs, protein,
it's very filling, too. Mm-hmm. It's a full meal.
Yep, it really is a good one at breakfast because it holds you over. You know, and just hearing you talk about Robert Crayon, or both of us, I guess, talking about Robert Crayon, I was remembering that he actually talked on that radio show about including 30 grams of protein at another meal throughout the day, too, sort of your meal of choice. So being sure to get 30 grams at breakfast, but then Robert Crayon truly believes through his research, or because of his research, that you need to get 30 grams at lunch or at dinner, too. And let's not discount the snacks and, you know, all throughout the day, every time you sit down to eat, you want to have some amount of animal protein. And when we talk about animal protein, we don't just mean the chicken, the beef, and all those meat products. Animal protein also includes eggs, it's yogurt, it's any type of real cheese, and of course, fish.
And as Dar will often say, we don't just make this stuff up.
Right.
You know, there's some recent research to support our recommendation of eating protein several times a day. And this was published in February of 2007 by Dr. Wayne Campbell. He is the lead researcher at Purdue University's Laboratory for Integrative Research in Nutrition, Fitness, and Aging. So this study took two groups of overweight women and put them on a diet that was exactly the same in terms of calories, but one group received 18% of calories from protein. All right, Cassie, we need to go to break, don't we?
So we're going to leave them hanging. There's a
we'll
good
tell you
end.
More about this
there's
study.
A good end to this study. Stay tuned. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition counseling. We're talking today about ways to boost your metabolism. When we return from break, Cara is going to give you the rest of that research study, so stay tuned. She also has some good information for you listeners out there that are eating a lot of protein bars, because you might be surprised to learn that some of these protein bars you're grabbing at Walmart or Target as you go from work to your workout at the gym might actually be working against your weight loss efforts. So questions today, call 651-641-1071.
Living life out loud.
FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Carper, nutrition counselor, and I'm here this morning with Cassie Wienes, registered dietitian. And we are discussing ways to boost your metabolism. Now, if you're regularly getting to the gym, that is great. It's a great way to keep your metabolism burning. But if you find yourself grabbing a protein bar as a quick source of fuel before a workout, you might want to listen up, because many of the popular bars on the market today, the protein bars, have a lot of junk in them. So just one example, the Myoplex bar made by EAS, and you're going to find this at Target, Walmart, it's everywhere. You know, the two of the top five ingredients are corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup.
Ah, junk.
So I know, and there's research showing, we've talked about this on our show, high fructose corn syrup is metabolized differently than sugar. So normally when we eat something, you know, we release a hormone that tells us that we're full.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen with high fructose corn syrup.
Isn't that something? It inhibits the hormone that tells you you're full.
So what do we want to do? We want to
eat
keep
and eat
snacking.
And eat.
Keep eating. Now, another example is the infamous Power Bar. And I guess what I wanted to say about the Power Bar is just it's 45 grams of carbohydrates per bar. The first six ingredients are, you know, oats, rice syrup, brown rice, rice crisps, sugar. So, and it only has 7 grams of protein.
Yeah.
So that 45 grams of carbohydrate is turning into 11 teaspoons of sugar.
Right.
I think they should call it a carbohydrate bar.
Well,
not
seriously,
a protein bar.
The first, like you were saying, I'm reading it here too. The first six ingredients, they could just as well list sugar, 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 mm-hmm. sugar, sugar. So the take-home message here is, You really need to be a food detective. Read your ingredients. If you're looking for a protein bar, make sure that you're not heavy on the carbs, that you truly are heavy on the protein. One that we recommend when you do want to grab something quick is a J-bar. That has good, pure ingredients, and it has a decent amount of protein in it.
By J-Rob.
R-O-B-B. By J-Rob. Good. Good point. And so back to that research study. I'm curious to hear the end here, too, Carl.
Yeah, so I'll try to summarize this up. We were talking about two groups of overweight women put on diet plans, same amount of calories. One received 18% of calories from animal protein. The other received 30% of calories from animal protein. So that's nearly double the amount of protein. After 3 months, the higher protein group retained nearly twice the amount of lean body mass or muscle mass compared to the lower protein group. That's pretty significant.
Yeah. Wow. So the bottom line is that if you want to lose weight, especially if you want to keep it off lifelong, you have to eat a decent amount of that animal protein. As this study showed, this is what's going to help keep you from losing muscle mass. And the more muscle mass you keep during your weight loss program, the higher your metabolism will be. We do have a caller, and I want to get to her. She's been waiting for a little while now. Sherry, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for your show. Question about whey protein. I'm hearing from different sources that that is a good thing to take if you're exercising quite a bit. And the reason that I'm wanting to take it is I'm tired all the time. My body aches, my muscles ache, and I do quite a bit of exercising.
Okay.
So wanted to supplement my food intake to help that.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And basically, it sounds like you're wondering what are some good brands or what to look for?
Correct.
Okay. Kara, exercise
and
guru, do you want to?
Can I just ask also, where do you get the J bar that you had mentioned?
Sure, we will answer that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we carry a lot of good whey protein powders, very high quality. One that comes to mind is BioChem.
Yep, that's
BioChem, and you can. I know that that's at Whole Foods as well as our office.
Mm-hmm.
They have a low carb version.
Lakeland's has it too.
They have vanilla and chocolate. It's high protein, very low sugar.
Yep, it's a very pure form of the whey protein, and like she said, very low sugar. Which that's really the key thing with some of these protein powders. You find that they have a lot of carbs added to them. I came across one the other day at Cub. Protein powder, it said, and it had 111 grams of carbs
wow.
in one scoop. So, yeah, that's you have to be careful of that. And BioChem, BioChem, is the one that we really like. And like Kara said, we sell it, but you can find it at Whole Foods, Lakewinds, most of the co-ops. And then in terms of the J-Bar, we carry that one too, but isn't that, I know Lakewinds and the co-ops will have it. Have you ever seen it, like, at Target or Cub?
I have not.
Okay.
I know Whole Foods carries J-Rob protein powder, but they typically don't have the bars.
Okay. Okay, so maybe that is something you have to stop by our office for.
So. That's the only place I know for sure that it's sold.
I know.
Sorry.
There. I've seen it somewhere else out there. I'm just not sure. And maybe a caller out there is going to call in and let us know. But for sure, you can stop by any of our three locations, Wayzata, St. Paul, or White Bear Lake, and we do have them for sale. So that was a great question. As long as we're taking questions, let's take the next one. We have Brittany on the line. Brittany, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you for taking my question. I'm wondering about soy protein while pregnant.
Okay, great question. We don't recommend it. And do you have any input on that, Cara, or do you want me to...
Well, there is research out there regarding just soy products in general that they can suppress thyroid function, and a lot of women struggle with low thyroid already.
Yeah, that's one area. There's more and more not-so-great research coming out on soy, and if you were to come to our office, had come to our office 10 years ago, we probably would have said it's a pretty healthy food, And we're not quite positive why the tides are turning, but one theory is that it's very genetically modified and it never used to be. And as Cara said, one of the pieces of research that we're concerned about is that it suppresses the thyroid function. There's also some research showing that a component in soy called phytic acid binds onto calcium, and so it really can inhibit your calcium absorption, which when you're pregnant, you really need to be getting high amounts of calcium, or that baby's going to steal it right from your bones, and you're going to end up with weak bones or cavities or those types of things. So we could probably talk on that for an hour, but those are a couple of things that come to top of mind when we kind of shy people away from the soy. And, you know, for babies, once the baby is born, you hear a lot of people giving soy formula to babies. That's a very hard thing to digest. And those little tummies have a hard enough time already. So great question. Okay, let's get back to the topic a little bit. What were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about, you know, the more muscle that you have,
yes,
the higher your metabolism will be, which means you're going to burn more calories, even at rest.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember, protein at every meal, and if possible, every snack. But I just have to say, we don't want to overshadow the importance of plenty of healthy fats as well when we're trying to boost our metabolism.
Good point. Foods like olive oil, avocados, organic butter, nuts, these are all important parts of every meal and snack. And I think those of us here in Minnesota, for sure, Midwest in general, we especially need to be mindful of getting enough of those essential fish oils when we talk about getting the healthy fats. The omega-3 fish oils are such an important component and should be part of our daily meals.
In fact, the University of Western Ontario reports that omega-3 fish oil may boost your metabolism by about 400 calories a day. So they state in their findings that fish oil actually increases our levels of fat-burning enzymes and at the same time decrease our levels of fat storage enzymes. So that all sounds like a good thing, right?
It sure does. One of the reasons why I always say you have to eat fat to get skinny, right there. The research backs it up. Now, one way to get those very important fish oils in is to simply eat fish. And as the longtime listeners out there know, our philosophy is food first. If you can get your nutrients through foods, that is almost always the best approach. But unfortunately, our fish supplies are not always so pure. A lot of the fish we purchase contains mercury. And if you're out there catching your own on one of the many Minnesota lakes, Minnesota fish often contain high levels of lead. So to avoid an excess of these pollutants found in fish, we recommend only eating it 2 or 3 times a week.
Which is very unfortunate. You know, it's too bad that we can't, say, eat fish every day,
yeah,
especially for people that are fishing and catching their own.
Yes.
But if you want to get the healthy fish oils in an amount that's going to help boost metabolism, this is one time it truly is best to just use a supplement. And we generally recommend somewhere between 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams, and that's of the EPA and DHA components combined. And so these are the active components in fish oil, EPA and DHA.
Can you believe it's time for another break?
No, it's going fast.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We've been sharing ideas with you on what types of foods to add to your daily routine to boost your metabolism. But when we return, Cara is going to give you the heads up on foods that actually work to slow down your metabolism. So stay tuned for a list of foods to limit or avoid as you work to turn up your calorie burning ability. And if you have questions for us, call us here at the station, 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Nutrition. If you're just joining us, we're talking about ways to boost your metabolism through food and exercise. And we've talked quite a bit about foods to include each day, but I'd like to mention some ingredients to look out for that could sabotage your efforts at weight loss or basically slow your metabolism. So at the top of my list of foods to avoid is the trans fats, the evil trans fats. And research shows that the hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils slow your metabolism. So second on my list of things to avoid, soda. Diet soda or regular soda. Believe it or not, the diet, you know, it's just as bad, if not worse. Recent research down right here at the U of M shows that regularly drinking diet soda increases your risk of metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance. And a huge part of insulin resistance is obesity. So that should tell us right there that diet soda probably isn't helping our metabolism. And finally, really limit those processed carbohydrates.
You mean the granola bars, the bagels, the pretzels, those types of carbs?
Exactly. And the chips, the rice cakes, the cookies, all of those processed carbohydrates turn into a lot of sugar in our body. So that's causing insulin to be released, which is, remember, our fat-storing hormone.
Not so good.
Not good.
No. I think we're going to take another caller here before we get back to the next nutrient we want to tell you about. And this is Mary Jo. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is I'm wondering if all of a sudden I'm putting too much dairy into my diet, because I've been trying to work the program, and I'm doing the yogurt the way I'm supposed to. I'm buying the plain full fat, and I'm adding in a natural sugar substitute and the berries and stuff to it. But I'm finding myself to be eating more cheese, and all of a sudden I'm eating cottage cheese, and all of a sudden I'm feeling like, you know, I'm eating all this saturated fat. What is this going to do to me?
Right. Good question. Well, you know, that it goes back to that word balance in all things. You know, if you're doing a protein smoothie and maybe cheese one other time throughout the day, I don't think that's too much. Every person is a little bit individual.
Okay.
We do typically recommend for a lot of women, especially if weight loss is one of the things on your goal list or weight maintenance.
Right.
To limit the cheese to one time a day, because it is a very concentrated food and it can work in some people to inhibit their metabolism.
Okay.
That yogurt every day, you know, in the protein smoothie with the good bacteria in it, I think that's a wonderful thing.
Okay.
And you mentioned too much saturated fat. Certainly we can get too much saturated fat, and it goes back to that word balance. You want some saturated fat, some monounsaturated fat every day, which would be the olive oil or the olives or the avocados, and then some polyunsaturated fats every day, which would be more the nuts and seeds. So
okay.
To kind of work to get a balance in all three of those fats is what's going to create a
okay.
healthy body.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah. Can I ask one really quick question?
Sure.
Also, I remember a while back listening to the show, and they talked about taking bifidus and L-glutamine right before you eat, where
right.
that will help with the cravings.
Yes.
How long do I take the L-glutamine? I don't know how safe of a product it is, or if it's something that the body can naturally dissolve if it doesn't need it.
Yep, great question. And there too, it's every person is very individual in terms of how long do they need it, but I certainly wouldn't be concerned about, you know, is it only safe for a certain period of time? Glutamine is simply a component that you find in animal products, in the meat, in the, you know, fish, the chicken.
Okay.
So it's a natural component of foods. You're just getting it in a little bit more of a therapeutic dosage, but I don't think there's any concern long term.
Okay.
It's good for healing the intestinal tract. So at least for, you know, 3-4 months, wouldn't you say, Cara, in the typical person, at least that long?
Yeah,
to heal?
I think, you know, for healing the gut, some people need 6 months of
yeah.
taking supplements therapeutically.
And if you're still...
I would need that. I've had a lot of problems with intestinal almost all my life.
Yeah, yeah. So that might be more the minimum for you to look at taking it at least 6 months and see how you feel at that point.
Okay.
And Bifido, I still take that. I find that when I stop it, my cravings start to creep back in.
Okay.
So I still just do a maintenance
okay.
dose
and
of that.
How do I want to make sure that I'm taking them correctly. I take them, I take the Bifidus just once a day, and I take it in the morning, like about a half hour before I eat.
Yep. And you're doing it just once a day. You know, initially, we like to see people work up to 3 times a day
okay.
and do that for a period of time to really repopulate that small intestinal tract.
Okay.
You know, and then as you start to feel better, maybe start to work back down to 1 time a day for more of a maintenance dose.
Okay. Sounds great. I'll do that.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You know, while we're on the topic of protein, we had a couple of callers that had some questions but didn't want to go on the air. And one of the questions was about rice protein powder and kind of what are our insights on that. I think either one of us could talk just as well on that. Do you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I guess if someone's not sensitive to dairy, I would recommend whey protein. It's a superior form of protein over rice or soy.
Yep.
Or
yep.
Other vegetarian proteins. You know, it's for balancing blood sugar, for building muscle.
Yeah, we typically don't grab for that rice protein powder unless somebody cannot tolerate a whey, probably even an egg white protein powder would hold you better and serve more. You know, I was sharing with Cara on break, I recently had a client that because of allergies in the family, couldn't do dairy, which would be whey, and couldn't do eggs. And so for her, it was rice protein powder. But we're still trying to create the right balance because what we're finding, and what I guess we were going to find, is that the rice protein powder is kind of driving her blood sugars up a little too fast because rice turns to a lot of sugar. So that's kind of our take there. We had a question about a good protein powder without aspartame, which is an artificial sweetener. The answer goes back again to that BioChem brand, which you can find at our office or at Lakewinds or Whole Foods. And we have a couple of callers. If they can stay on the line, that would be great because we are going to talk first about one more nutrient that is really important for boosting metabolism. And I think to really, you know, be comprehensive and give you all the information here when we talk about turning up that calorie burning power, you need to know that you need a lot of water to do that. And to me, water is a nutrient.
I agree. And I like to start my day out with a big glass of water. I actually put lemon in it. That's a natural liver detoxifier. But there's yet another reason to drink water based on research that came out of Berlin, Germany. And it was published in December 2004, Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. So it tracked the energy expenditure of a group of men and women of healthy weight. What they found was that after drinking just 17 ounces of water, their metabolism, or the rate, basically the rate which they were burning calories, increased by 30%. That was both for men and women.
Drink up. There's a good reason right there. We have to take another break. If you have a question, stay on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you leading-edge nutrition classes. We know that for adults to make changes in their health and eating habits, they need to understand the reason to eat this and not that. Our Weight and Wellness series teaches you all of those things. Starting the week of April 27th, we have 14 different classes starting. And with the tough financial times many of us are facing, DAR has decided to offer a special sale. So stay tuned, and we'll tell you about that when we get back.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making
Welcome
way,
back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Carper, nutrition counselor. I'm here with Cassie Wienus, registered dietitian. And before break, Cassie mentioned a deal that we have for you at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. So to encourage everybody to sign up for our Weight and Wellness series this spring, we are offering $35 off when you sign up with a friend or family member. The regular price is $225, and includes 6 2-hour classes or the 12 one-hour classes that we talked about earlier. You get tons of information in your manual. You get a great cookbook. So just remember, $35 off signing up with a friend or family member.
It is well worth it. That is such. I took that class several times before I ever taught it and felt like I learned something new every time. We're going to get to a caller, but first I want to say we have some great listeners out there. We had a couple of people call in response to where else do you get the J-Rob bar? And I guess they do have their own website, and you can buy them direct from the website. That's jrob.com. And then also Colburn's. That's why I knew somebody else carried it, because we live, recently moved, way out west by Albertville, and the closest grocery store is Colburn's. So if you have one near you, they do carry the J-Rob bar too. And now we have Pam on the line. Pam, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, I have always been sort of a nutritionist nut and exercise fiend, and But recently, at age 47, I've been putting a lot of weight on around my stomach and wonder if all those M&Ms and things that I have in the evening sometimes are building up or what.
I think you hit it on the head there, and maybe a few other things, too. You know, when you start to gain that weight around the middle, which oftentimes happens around, you know, 40-ish age, we call that middle weight gain your insulin meter. So if you step back and think about that, that means you're releasing a lot of insulin. What causes a lot of insulin? Too many carbohydrates. And, you know, a lot of people that really try to eat healthy with the information that they have oftentimes end up eating too heavy on the carbs because low-fat things, too much fruit, too many pretzels, certainly the M&Ms, all of those things turn to a lot of sugar. So when you think back about your typical day's meals, Pam, do you see maybe where some tweaks could be made to get more balance?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to eat really healthy at mealtime, and then I'll eat, you know, a cup of M&Ms sometime during the day, throughout the day or whatever.
And are those cravings, do you think that?
Yeah, but, you know, and I think I eat, you know, for emotional reasons or whatever and say, well, I deserve a treat because I've worked out, I've biked 15 miles or ran 5 or whatever, and I think, well, I can eat these M&Ms, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we hear people talk about that a lot. You know, I think you would really benefit from a class, and I'm going to talk about it here in a couple minutes, give you more information, but we have a class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism, and it really gets into the biochemistry of those things. You know, we hear that all the time, people talking about emotional eating, but there's really more chemistry to it than emotions, and we get into that in our Jumpstart Metabolism class. So stay tuned, because those community ed classes are a real affordable way to get some great information.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We are going to, before we get to that next caller, I want to make sure that we get to that exercise component a little bit. So, Cara, it's time for me to kind of grill you a bit because this is more your area of expertise. What is the best exercise regimen to boost metabolism?
Well, you hear arguments back and forth as to which is more important for revving up your metabolism. You know, you hear the, is it the cardio, is it the weightlifting or strength training type of plan? So just because I'm not a personal trainer, I wanted to get information from an expert.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I went to Ryan Walseth. He is a personal trainer here in the Twin Cities. He's also a friend of Dar's and someone that she thinks very highly of. And what Ryan firmly believes is that boosting your metabolism comes from a combination of both the cardiovascular and strength training.
So is that because the cardio would give you more of that immediate boost to your calorie burning efforts because you're sweating away, but then the strength training will offer more of a long-term increase in metabolism because you're building that muscle?
Exactly. You know, the cardio workouts increase the number of calories that you're burning right there at that moment. But when you do strength training, you're actually breaking your muscles down, and that causes your body to need to repair them after the workout. So during that repair process, your body's metabolism is higher while it's working to do the repairing. So it basically it raises your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, which is our resting rate, you know, so we can
even
burn
if you lay
calories
around all day.
Yeah, it's going to increase that. So we burn more calories at rest.
That's what we want, for sure. And from what I've read in doing research for the show today, if you're fueling your body right as you go through this repair process, you actually should build even more muscle than you had prior to your workout. And I think most of the listeners probably realize that an increase in that lean muscle tissue is what increases your metabolism. We've said that a couple of times today. Muscle is more metabolically active than fat. You heard us mention Ryan Walseth. I'm going to give you some of his contact information when we return from break. I can't believe we have to take another break. So listeners, stay on the line and stay tuned for more information on how to get a hold of that personal trainer if you would like to. We'll be right back.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Carper, and I'm here with Cassie Wienus today. And before break, Cassie mentioned that we would give some more information on the upcoming Jumpstart Your Metabolism class. And just to let you all know, it's being taught this Monday in Maple Grove. And it's going to be in Plymouth and Burnsville on Tuesday. And there's still spots available. So if you want times and exact locations, give our office a call, 651-699-3438, or you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com.
And before I forget, I need to give a big thank you to Ryan Walseth. If you were just listening, you heard us mention him. He's the personal trainer here in town that helped us with our questions regarding that exercise component of boosting your metabolism. He gave us a lot more information than we've given you. We always run out of time here at the end, but I want to let you know that if you're interested in contacting Ryan, whether you have exercise questions or want to find out about signing up for a session with him, you can check out his website at www.litfitness, so L-I-T and then fitness, all one word, .com. I apologize, we're not going to have time to get to this last caller, but I think I might even be able to just answer her question on the air. She was wondering about nut butters for protein, and you know, a lot of nutritionists will call peanut butter or almond butter a protein. We don't, because it's just shy of a couple of amino acids or a couple of building blocks that would make it that complete protein that truly work to build muscle and to build brain chemicals and do all the good things that complete proteins do. So we count the nut butters as a fat only. And then also, if you have any questions, I know a few people called in and didn't want to be on the air today, and we didn't get a chance to get to those questions, but please call our office. We have Hannah in Wayzata at 952-345-0766, or Amanda in St. Paul, 651-699-3438. Both of those ladies are well-versed in nutrition and can answer your questions. And
Cassie, do we have time to talk about pre or post-workout? Or
we might be able to mention just a couple of things. And
okay,
again, if we don't answer those topics in full, call us at the office. For pre-workout, basically you want to get maybe 200 to 300 calories for most people pre-workout, somewhere an hour, you know, 45 minutes before working out, and try to get a complex carb and a small amount of animal protein. So maybe half of a ham and cheese sandwich on whole wheat bread or on rye bread, or you could do a small protein smoothie that would have carb and animal protein. I think those are the main things, and we didn't get to talk about post-workout nutrition, but call Ryan, visit his website, or call us at the office if you want to learn more about those pre- and post-nutrition questions. Remember, food can be your problem or it can be your solution. The choice is up to you. Have a healthy day.